我还有吧。
好，另外一个酒吧吗？
啊，今天我们看的罗马书十六章是一段多数人不太重视的经文。
Chapter 16 of Romans is a passage that not many people put emphasis on.
无论是个人读经或者是团契查经，一看这么多人名就快快看过去。
Maybe your own Bible reading or the Bible study, you see all these names and you skip it over.
其实这一章里面有意思的地方还真不少。
Actually, there are many meaningful things in this chapter.
今天我们教会的英文堂和中文堂聚在一起举行一年一度的会员大会。
Today, our English and Chinese congregation together having this members meeting.
我希望借着这段经文和大家一同来思想。
I hope that we can think over this passage together.
圣经的教导如何具体的落实在我们的教会生活当中。
The Bible teaching can be solidified in our daily life.
好，首先值得我们注意的是，在十六章保罗向大家问安的时候，至少具体的提到了将近三十个人的名字或身份。
The first thing you should notice that in this chapter 16 of greetings, there are about 30 names mentioned here.
从这些人可以看出，当时在罗马的教会包含了很多不同背景的人。
You can see that there are many Christians from different backgrounds in the Roman Church.
一个好的教会，一个真正相信耶稣基督福音的教会，一定要欢迎接纳不同背景的人。
A good church and a true church to the gospel, we have to welcome and accept people with different backgrounds.
那么罗马教会的成员有哪些不同的背景呢？
What kind of different people in the Roman Church?
起码有几方面。
There are at least these a few aspects.
第一是文化背景的不同。
First is a cultural background difference.
很多学者对这个名字做了详细的研究。
Many scholars have put a very detailed studies on these names.
这边提到的人绝大多数不是犹太人的背景。
The most of them are not Jews.
但是其中也有好几位是犹太人。
But a few of them are Jews.
比如说第三节提到的百基拉和亚居拉肯定是犹太人。
Like the verse 3, Priscilla and Aquila, they definitely Jews.
使徒行传有记载，曾经有一段时间，罗马皇帝下令所有的犹太人都要离开罗马。
And in Acts chapter 18, there's a time that the Roman emperor has ordered all Jews to leave Rome.
他们夫妇也是在被迫离开的人当中。
And these couples have been forced to leave Rome at that time.
另外在第七节和十一节，保罗称安多尼古、尤尼亚和希罗天为他的亲属。
And in verse 7 and verse 11, is Andronicus and Junius and Herodian as his relative.
那在原文里面这个字不一定指的是近亲。
In the original text, it may not be just a close relative to Paul.
可以指同胞相亲。
But related to countrymen.
在罗马书第九章，保罗用了同样一个字，中文翻作骨肉之亲。
In chapter 9 of Romans, the apostle used the same word.And the in Chinese is translated into this specific word.
那在这边在那里很清楚指的是所有有犹太血统的人。
At that passage is very clear they're talking about all the Jewish people.
无论是近亲或者只是同族人，这三个人一定是犹太人。
No matter it's a close relatives or it's just a countryman, these three people are definitely Jews.
那我们知道在早期教会，犹太背景的基督徒和非犹太背景的基督徒对一些事情有不同的看法。
In the early church, actually, people with Jewish backgrounds or people without their backgrounds, they have very different point of views.
在教义上，有些犹太背景的人原来以为外邦背景的人必须像他们一样受了割礼才能够成为神的选民。
In doctrine, that many Jewish Christians think that these Gentiles also have to receive the circumcisions to become God's chosen people.
那这个问题后来经过澄清得到了解决。
And this problem afterwards has been clarified and solved.
保罗写罗马书的其中一个目的就是清清楚楚来解释因信称义的道理。
One of the very purpose of the letter to Romans is to explain justification by faith.
让我们知道我们得救不是靠着割礼或者是外在的行为。
That our salvation is not coming from the circumcision or any external behavior.
而是在于信靠耶稣接受他的救恩。
But through believing Jesus and accept his salvation.
在生活上犹太人跟外邦人的习俗又很不一样。
And even in living styles, Jewish and non-Jewish people are very different as well.
比如说犹太人在一些饮食的习惯上一直是照着旧约的一些规矩。
For example, the Jewish Christians have followed how to eat, the regulations about how to eat in the Old Testament.
后来在教会里面遇到一些外邦背景的基督徒完全不看重那些规矩。
And they meet some of the Gentile Christians and they...all these Christians did not care about these rules.
大家相处上就很困难。
And there are many difficulties in their getting together.
然后心中就难免开始彼此论断。
And they have kind of criticized each other.
罗马书十四章就很具体的来谈，遇到这种情形，大家应该如何彼此尊重。
Roman chapter 14 have practically talking about how should we respect each other on these matters.
所以在当时要让犹太背景的基督徒和非犹太背景的基督徒在一个教会里面互相接纳进而同心侍奉是一个难度很高的挑战。
So at that time to have these Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians to serve together, this is a big challenge.
但是一封封新约书信都教导众教会基督徒要力求合一。
But all the letters in the New Testament have been teaching how the church should pursue that unity.
在罗马教会里面的犹太人和非犹太人也真的努力的克服自己心里的障碍来追求合一。
And in the Roman church that is Jewish and Gentile Christians have tried very hard to overcome these obstacles of unity.
这是一个相信福音的教会应该有的见证。
This is the witness for the church that believes in the gospel.
也是我们这个教会应该有的见证。
And it is the testimony that we should have in our own church.
从文化上来说，我们教会的成员来自大陆、香港、台湾、马来西亚、新加坡、印尼。
From culture sense, all our members are coming from mainland Hong Kong, Taiwan, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia.
还有的是从小在美国、加拿大出生长大。
Many have been raised in America or Canada.
每一个地方的文化各有不同。
And we have all different kinds of cultures.
在这当中，有些政治上还有摩擦和冲突。
And there may be some conflicts politically.
在这个教会里面，我们不只要学习彼此接纳，
But in this church, not only we should learn to accept each other,
而且要积极的追求彼此相爱，
But we should actively to pursue how we can love one another.
从肤色来说，虽然我们教会是以黄皮肤的为多，
From the skin color, so most of us are Asians.
但也有其他肤色的主内弟兄姐妹经常在我们教会聚会。
But there are other people of different race that come to our church to worship together.
我们不应该把他们当作外人。
We should not treat them as guests.
因为他是我们自己家里的人。
Because they are one of the family members.
我们要有兴趣多认识、多交流、多互相关心。
We need to take an active interest to know and to care for them.
从语言来说，我们教会至少有三种主要的语言：广东话、英语和国语。
From language, we at least have three main languages: Cantonese, English, and Mandarin.
但是我们绝大多数人只擅长用其中一种语言沟通。
But most of us only been very fluent in one.
在这种情形之下，我们要肯彼此体贴。
And under this condition, we need to be in other shoes.
要互相接纳
and accept each other.
更要显出我们有与别人真诚沟通的诚意
So that we need to show this true willingness to communicate with each other.
除了文化背景之外，罗马教会的成员也有相当不同的社会地位
In addition to the culture of backgrounds, there are many different social status too.
大家可能不知道，在当时的社会当中，有相当高比例的人是奴隶。
I don't know if you know that there are a big percentage of people are slaves at that time.
有些人是从出生到死都是奴隶。
Some people are slaves from birth to death.
有的人本来是奴隶，后来赎身成为自主的。
And some are originally slaves and then become free men.
还有的人本来是自主的，后来因为经济的原因被卖成奴隶。
Some are free men originally, but because of economical reasons, has been sold and sold for slaves.
根据学者的研究，罗马书是保罗在哥林多写的。
According to the scholars' research, the letters to Romans is when Paul was staying in Corinth.
而当时在哥林多那个城里面，有至少三分之一的人是奴隶的身份。
And at the church of Corinth, there at least one third of the people are slaves.
还有至少三分之一的人现在是自由身，但过去是奴隶。
At least one third of them, even though they are free men now, but they were slaves.
而在当时的罗马教会里面，也有超过一半的基督徒，要么现在是奴隶，或者是过去曾经是奴隶。
And in the Roman Church, at least half of the Christians, either they are slaves now or they were slaves.
在十六章的人名当中，有好多的名字都是当时奴隶常用的名字。
In chapter 16, there are many names are the common names for slaves.
比如说第八节的安伯利。
The verse 8, Ampliatus.
第九节的厄巴奴。
Verse 9, Urbanus.
十四节的黑米。
Hermes.
十五节的菲罗罗古和尤利亚。
In verse 15, the Philologus and Julia.
就算他们当中有些人现在已经是自由身
maybe some of them they are free men now.
毫无疑问，在罗马教会中还是有不少的人仍然是奴隶。
Of no question, there are many people in the Roman Church are still slaves.
当然，我们知道今天有些家庭也有佣人。
We know that we have some families have servants.
但这些佣人只是替主人工作来赚钱。
But these servants are just served to earn their share.
实际上，他们还是自由身。
But they are actually free men.
在第一世纪的奴隶是没有自己主权的。
In the first century, the slaves cannot decide anything for themselves.
他是主人拥有的财产。
It's the property of his or her owner.
所以任何时刻，主人有权利决定他的一切。
So in any time, the owner can decide for the slaves.
但在罗马教会，我们看到一个很难得的现象。
But in Roman church, we see this very precious thing.
就是福音不但传给了奴隶。
That the gospel not only has been passed on to those slaves,
而且做奴隶的人可以和其他弟兄姐妹一同聚会。
And those slaves can come to worship with all other brothers and sisters.
在工作的职份上，他们仍然有主仆的关系。
Maybe at their job, they are still master and slaves.
仆人要照圣经的教导敬重听从他的主人。
And the servant will follow their owners or master according to the Bible.
主人也要照圣经的教导公平的善待仆人。
And the master has to treat their servants fairly according to the Bible.
但是在教会的敬拜和侍奉当中，他们是弟兄姐妹，在主里是平等的。
But in church worship and service, they are brothers and sisters, and they are equal.
罗马教会不只是把福音传给了社会很低的奴隶。
The Roman Church has passed on to the gospel to these lowly slaves.
也把福音传给了社会地位很高的一些家庭。
But also passed on the gospel to the people with social status.
根据学者的研究判断，十六章十节的亚历多布很可能是曾经统治犹大地区大希律王的孙子。
According to the scholars' research, the at verse 10.Aristobulus is maybe the grandson of the great Herod.
那这个人跟罗马皇帝格老丢还有很好的私交。
And he has a good friendship with the Caesar Claudius.
学者们也相信十一节讲到的拿棋术就是当时特别出名的那位拿棋术。
And also believe that verse 11, the Narcissus is the famous Narcissus at that time.
这个人过去曾经是奴隶。
This person used to be a slave.
他赎身成为自由之后，变成了非常有钱的人。
After he was redeemed and become a free man, he became a very rich man.
他的影响力大到一个地步，罗马皇帝格老丢常常征询他的意见。
His influence so big that many times the Caesar Claudius has to consult him.
当然，保罗提到这两个人未必代表这两个人本身信了主。
Even these two names are mentioned, it doesn't mean that these two person have believed the Lord.
也有可能在这时候他们两个人已经死了。
Even possible these two persons have died.
但是毫无疑问，这两个人家中都有人信主。
But without any questions that in their household there are people who believe the Lord.
而且信主的人还不是少数。
And it's not a small number in their household.
还值得一提的是
，And another thing to mention,
罗马书是保罗在哥林多写的。
the letter to Romans is when Paul was still in Corinth.
在二十四节，保罗对罗马教会的人说：“城内管银库的以拉都和兄弟矿土问你们安。”
He mentioned in chapter 24 the Erastus and the brother Quartus, who is the city director of the public works.
那就以拉都，他是哥林多城负责管银库的官员。
Erastus is one of the officials of the city.
那他是一位爱主的弟兄。
But he's also a brother who loved the Lord.
那这是将近两千年前的记载，这个罗马书。
And this record, recording is about 2,000 years ago.
近代的考古学后来挖到当时哥林多城的废墟。
And now, for the studies that we actually have discovered, the city of Corinth.
在1929年挖到的石板证实，以拉都真是当时哥林多城的官员。
In the tablet finding, found in 1929.They have confirmed that Erastus have been the officials of the city.
那另外值得提的是，保罗在写罗马书的时候，他自己还从来没有去过罗马。
Also, worthy to mention is that when Paul writes his letter, he has never been to Rome.
后来他因为传福音被捕下狱。
Afterwards, he was because of he proclaimed the gospel, and he was arrested and went to jail.
然后被地解到罗马，在那里被关了两年。
And he was sent to Rome and be imprisoned for 2 years.
在那两年期间，他写了好几封信给各地的教会。
In those 2 years, he had sent many letters to various churches.
那在腓立比书四章二十二节，保罗对腓立比教会人这样说。
In Philippians 4:22, and the Paul has written in Rome and say to the Philippian church,
众圣徒都问你们安。
All the saints has greet you.
在该撒家里的人特特的问你们安。
A special greetings from Caesar's household.
这代表说，罗马教会人后来传福音，还成功的传进了罗马皇帝该撒的家中。
It means actually the Roman church has successfully passed on the gospel to Caesar's household.
所以我们看到早期教会有一个非常难能可贵的地方。
So we see this something very precious for this early church.
他们积极地向不同社会背景的人传福音。
So they have tried very hard to pass the gospel to people with different social status.
所以教会里面各个社会阶层人都有。
So in the church there are all people from all kinds of social status.
大家在基督耶稣里都是弟兄姐妹。
They are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天在很多教会里面不是这样。
But in many churches today, this is not so.
有些教会所有的成员经济状况都很好。
In some church, there are many members are coming from a wealthy background.
穷的人进去不但觉得很自卑。
The poor people, when they enter the church, not only they feel being humbled,
还马上感觉被轻看，不受欢迎。
But they feel being despised and unwelcome.
又有一些教会教育成员教育水平都很高。
Maybe some churches that they have very good educational level.
教育受的比较少的人去聚会也感觉被轻看，不受重视。
People who receive less education will feel despised or not be feel welcome.
我就知道有些教会有少数人因为自己有博士学位就傲得不得了。
I know some church that some brothers and sisters because they have a PhD degree.And they feel so good about themselves.
我觉得在这件事上我们教会还不错。
On this matter, we feel that our church is not bad.
原因是博士太多了，没什么好傲的。
Because we have too many PhDs here, so there's nothing to feel very proud about.
但是我们很多人傲是傲在我们是康奈尔。
But some of our pride may be coming from our study in Cornell.
我知道我们不是故意的。
I know you may not do this intentionally.
但是有的时候在我们的言谈和我们表现出来的态度。会让不是来自康奈尔的人感到不自在。
Sometimes in our conversation or the way we act, we let those people not from Cornell not feeling comfortable.
实际上，在过去这十多年当中，我确实知道有发生这样的事。
And actually, within the past 10 years, I know this has happened.
有几位在附近其他学校读书的人来我们的教会或团契聚会一段时间之后。
There are some people from the neighboring schools have come to our fellowship or worship.
他们感到不受重视，感到十分不自在，最后就转到别的教会。
They don't feel welcome and they don't feel comfortable and they have to go to other church.
我自己反省这样的事情，我有责任。
I say myself, this is my responsibility.
同样的，我们城中也有不少华人是在餐馆工作的。
In the same way, there are many Chinese restaurant workers in our city.
也有好几位曾经固定参加我们的聚会一段时间。
And several of them actually have come in a constant manner to our church.
但是后来感到很难融入，就渐渐不来。
But they cannot fit in, and then so they did not come anymore.
是我们不善于关怀吗？
It is that we don't know how to care for those people.
还是我们没有太大的兴趣关怀
？Or we don't have this interest.
我讲的还不是我们主动的出去到各餐馆向餐馆工作的人传福音。
I'm not talking about we actively going like a mission trip to pass on the gospel to the restaurant workers.
而是人家都已经来到我们教会，一来再来了。
But that these restaurant workers have come among us one and again.
他们是否感受得到？被欢迎、被接纳、被关心。
Do they feel being welcome, being accepted, and be cared for?
在这一方面，我自己反省，我也有责任。
I said myself, this is my responsibility.
希望和大家一同努力，我们有实际的调整。
So to work hard together to make some adjustment.
罗马教会除了包容、接纳很多不同的背景人之外，
A Roman church, not only they have accept many people with different backgrounds,
还有一个非常难能可贵的地方
is another very precious.
就是他们非常肯定姐妹在主里的侍奉和姐妹在主里的地位
is that they so much confirm the status of the sisters to serve in the church.
在三到十六节向二十八个人问安当中，其中至少九位是姐妹
In verse 3 to 16, they within the 28 people being greeted.At least nine are sisters.
第三节的百基拉和第六节的玛利亚绝对是姐妹。
Verse 3, Priscilla, verse 6, Mary, they're definitely sisters.
第七节的尤尼亚学者分析判断之后认为是姐妹。
Verse 7, Junius, should be a sister too.
十二节中文的圣经翻得很好，一看啊什么什么事就知道是女士。
In verse 12, the Chinese Bible has directly tell that this is the married names, right? They are sisters.
学者们还同意土菲拿和土弗萨多半是姐妹。
And also that the Tryphena and Tryphosa are sisters.
而且两个人都有当过奴隶的背景。
And they also have been slaves one time.
十三节讲到鲁弗的母亲，这很值得特别一提。
Verse 13, the mother of Rufus. This is also worthy of special mention.
大家应该记得，耶稣要被钉十字架，走向耶路撒冷外的各个他的时候，曾经体力不支倒下。
I hope you remember when Jesus Christ carried the cross walking towards Gethsemane that he cannot sustain the pain and had fall.
那时候罗马兵丁就随手抓了一个路旁的人来替耶稣背十字架。
And the Roman soldiers have grabbed persons and to help Jesus carry the cross.
马太、马可、路加都有记载说那个人是古利奈人西门。
And in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark and Luke has been recorded that this is the Cyrene Simon.
非常特别的是马可福音特别补充说那位古利奈人西门就是亚历山大和鲁弗的父亲
especially in Gospel Mark that say that the that Cyrene is the father of Alexandrus and Rufus
Simon is the father
Simon is the father of Alexandra and Rufus
那这个语气很清楚的代表马可知道马可福音的第一读者都认识亚历山大和鲁弗。
The way Mark wrote this, we can know that the Mark knows that many people at that time knows Alexandra and the Rufus.
学者们认为那位鲁弗就是罗马书十六章的鲁弗。
Many scholars think that this Rufus is the same Rufus in Romans chapter 16.
如果真是如此，这件事情很令人感动。
If this is so, that this is something that very moving.
这个西门当初被抓去背十字架是被勉强的。
This Simon that had, he has to carry the cross because of he was grabbed to do so.
在人看来是件非常倒霉的事。
To him, this is such an unfortunate thing.
自己是外地人，只是那天刚想在那里看热闹。
I'm a foreigner. I was just there to join the these things.
然后旁边那么多人，别的不抓，抓了他。
But there are many people there, and I was the one who has been chosen.
但是这件原来看来是倒霉的事情，却把神的救恩带到他的家中。
But this unfortunate event had bring God's salvation to this family.
不止如此，如今鲁弗和他的母亲成为罗马教会当中有影响力、受敬重的人。
And Rufus and his mother has become people of impact in Roman Church.
除了刚刚提那些姐妹之外，十五节还提到两位姐妹，一位是尤利亚，一位是尼利亚的姐妹。
And there are two other sisters in verse 15. One is Julia, the other is Narius.
所以总共是至少九位。
So at least there are nine.
那大家不要以为九位是少数啊。
Don't think about nine is a minority.
在这么多的问安当中，保罗特别提到有四个人是为主多受劳苦。
In all these greetings, there are four people that they have a labor for Christ.
有这样提的四个人全是姐妹。
And all these four people are sisters.
第六节讲玛利亚为教会的人多受劳苦。
In verse 6, it says that who as Greek Mary, who worked very hard for you.
12节讲这三位姐妹为主劳苦，为主多受劳苦。
And in verse 12, saying that all these three sisters who worked very hard in the Lord.
从这些简单的问当中，我们看到姐妹为教会做出的贡献是很大的。
In these very simple greetings, we can see the great contribution from sisters.
甚至是超过弟兄，值得弟兄学习的。
This is overpassing the brothers and let the brothers to learn.
我自己是弟兄，我实在觉得我们弟兄需要反省。
I'm a brother, and I think the brothers need to examine ourselves.
以学生团契来看，弟兄们在学生时代肯付代价来侍奉的热忱，并不输姐妹。
In student fellowship, that the brothers, many times they're willing to spend time and effort to serve.
但是弟兄们开始工作、结婚之后，就差很多。
But after work and marriage, then the brothers have left behind.
虽然在教会里面还常常肯承担站在别人面前的侍奉责任。
Many times that they serve in front of the people in church.
但在灵命的追求成长上不如姐妹。
But then in spiritual pursuit, they are lag behind the sisters.
在牺牲付代价的侍奉上不如姐妹。
In making sacrifice to serve, they are lag behind the sisters.
看看我们教会中文堂每年姐妹进食祷告和弟兄进食祷告参加的人数。
If we see the fasting prayer meetings for sisters and brothers,
弟兄的人数总是差姐妹一大截。
The number of brothers have lag behind the sisters.
平常团契的祷告会和教会祷告会也是如此。
Many times the fellowship or church prayer meetings, this is so as well.
灵修读经也是如此。
And also in Bible reading.
很多弟兄会自我安慰说：“哎呀，因为我们工作责任比较重。”
Many brothers may come for ourselves that we have such a big responsibility.
不像很多姐妹，她们时间多得很。
Not like sisters have much time.
实际上这些都是借口。
And all these are just excuses.
真正的原因是，多数的弟兄爱主不如姐妹爱的专一。
The real reason is that brothers do not have a focused mind to love the Lord as the sisters.
我们太多的人爱自己工作上的成就和满足，胜过爱主。
Too many of us that we love the achievement of our work more than the Lord.
不只是我们教会，很多教会都是一样。
Not only in our church, this is the same in many churches.
真是希望我们弟兄们有这个警觉，好好自我反省。
I hope the brothers have this self-awareness and we can examine ourselves.
不需要跟别的家庭比。
You don't have to compare with another family.
只要想想在你自己的家中。
Just think about your own family.
你是否像圣经所教导的，在家中做一个好的属灵领袖？
Have you become a good spiritual leader in your own family?
在太太和儿女面前树立一个敬虔爱主、竭力追求的好榜样。
That you have become a good example to follow the Lord in front of your wife and children.
那我们不只要看到姐妹侍奉的榜样，
Not only we should see the examples of service from the sisters,
也要懂得公开肯定他们的侍奉。
We also need to know how to openly confirm their service.
保罗在问安的时候特别提他们的名，特别讲到他们在主里的劳苦，就是一个公开的肯定。
In Paul's greetings, especially mentioning the names, it is and about their labors.It is a public confirmation.
另外，在十六章的一开始，保罗特别向罗马教会推荐腓比。
And also in the beginning of chapter 16, that the Paul has specially recommended Phoebe.
请罗马教会在腓比拜访罗马的时候接待他。
So that Roman church can host her when she visits Rome.
那腓比也是一位姐妹。
And Phoebe is a sister too.
而且非常可能是坚格里教会里面一位重要的同工。
And she may be one of the important co-workers in the church from Sancria.
我们看到保罗也是非常公开的肯定腓比的侍奉。
And Paul has publicly confirmed her ministry in the Lord.
我们再看百基拉跟亚居拉。
And then let's see Priscilla and Aquila.
他们是一对夫妇。
They are a couple.
亚居拉是先生，百基拉是太太。
Aquila is the husband and Priscilla is the wife.
他们在圣经里面多次被提到。
They have been mentioned many times in the Bible.
有的时候是照一般习惯把先生的名字放在前面。
Sometimes according to the custom at that time, the husband was named first.
但是更多次是太太的名字在前面。
But more often, Priscilla was named first.
当然，可能的原因有很多。
But there are many possible reasons.
也许百基拉比先生有更高的社会地位。
Maybe Priscilla have a higher social status.
也有可能百基拉先信主，而且在教会里面参与的事奉比较多。
Maybe Priscilla believed the Lord first and have participated more in the ministry.
也很有可能她明显是一位有领袖气质和才能的人。
Maybe she's a sister of leadership and capabilities.
无论如何，保罗在问安的时候把百基拉放在前面。
In any way, that Paul has put Priscilla first during his greeting.
而且是一个正面的态度，丝毫没有觉得有什么不妥。
It is very positive. He doesn't feel inappropriate.
罗马书十六章还有一个值得我们注意的地方，就是他们是家庭教会。
There's another thing worthy of our notice is that they are family churches in Romans chapter 16.
很多人读罗马书的时候啊，会误以为所谓的罗马教会是一个哦，好高大，可以容上千人、上万人一同聚会的大教堂。
Many people when they study the letter to Romans, that they think that the Roman church must be a big church that can hold thousands of people.
实际上当时并没有那样子的地方给大家在一起聚会。
Actually, at that time, Rome does not have such place for worship.
而是有好多间家庭教会。
But there are many family churches there.
在城里的许多角落都有基督徒开放他们的家做传福音和聚会的场所。
In many of the city corners, the Christians have opened their family for worship.
从三到五节可以看到，百基拉和亚居拉的家就是一个家庭教会。
You can see from verse 3 to 5, the household of Priscilla and Aquila is a family church.
十四节所列的人是同属于其中一个家庭教会。
Verse 14, that all these people mentioned is belonging to another family church.
十五节所列的人又是同属于另外一个家庭教会的。
Verse 15 has described a group of people in another family church.
第十节和十一节，亚利多布家和拿提树家也有可能是基督徒聚会的家庭教会。
In verse 10, the household of Aristobulus and the Narcissism are also family churches.
十六章列了很多人名，很可能是各个不同聚会点里面特别有代表性的领袖。
There are people mentioned. They are probably the representative.From the different family churches.
不止罗马教会是如此，当时各省的教会也是如此。
It is not only true in the Roman Church, but in many other churches in different cities.
当然，后来随着福音的广传，在历史上很多教会都有了不小的教堂。
And with the spreading of the gospel, in many cities they start to have big churches.
教堂呢，就成为了很多教会一切活动的中心。
And this big church building has become the center of the church activities.
但是近代许多学者专家仔细研究分析各种教会模式之后，都得到同样的结论。
Many scholars have reached the same conclusion after they have studied how the church grows styles.
就是最好的传福音和造就门徒的模式，绝对不是。一切活动都以教堂为中心的模式。
That the best style for passing on the gospel and discipleship is not that is not centered around the church building.
没错，所有的教会所有聚会都在教会用大组的方式进行，仍然能够传福音。
It is true that if we always have this big group meeting in the church building, we can still pass on the gospel.
也仍然能够造就门徒。
Can still make discipleship.
但是那样聚会的模式绝对是对整个社区的影响是相当的有限。
This kind of a big building model has a limited impact to local people.
想看看我们一个讲国语的家庭团契人数如果从二三十增加到四五十，我们很容易就满足了。
For example, that our family fellowship, if we have grown from like 20, 30 people to 40, 50 people, we feel happy and satisfied.
若是偶尔办几次特别活动，来了八九十人，那就觉得更棒了。
In the special meetings, we have 80, 90 people, we feel great.
但是我们忘掉了，在伊萨卡单单讲国语的总人数就已经上千。
And we should remember that the Mandarin speaking people in Ithaca have more than 1,000.
有百分之十的人来参加我们的聚会，我们就觉得满足了吗？
If only 10% of people come into our meetings, should we feel satisfied?
我们就觉得已经为福音尽上了心力了吗？
Should we feel that we have tried hard for the gospel?
集中在一个地点的大团契是可能成长，但绝对是相当有限。
That the meeting place in a big church building, will have limited growth.
就算有成长，也持续不了多久。
Even you have growth, that may not last.
一方面，成长绝对会受场地的限制。
And because you will always be limited by the building.
另一方面，在这个模式下带出来的基督徒，绝大多数都不会有太高的传福音动力。
And also under this church building model, that most of the Christians will not have this great passion.To pass on the gospel.
相对来说，另外一种模式是一直不断差派基督徒家庭到不同的角落成立新的小组。
On the other hand, another model is that we send Christian family to different corners of the city to form a small group.
一两家比较成熟的基督徒家庭带着另外一家两家来发展新的小组。
One or two families that are mature Christians have led another one or two families become a new group.
去积极地传福音，积极把新信主的人带起来成长。
To pass on the gospel actively and to bring those new believers.
在家中聚会的做法是有一定的困难。
That meeting in the families has some difficulties.
但当有基督徒肯这样做的时候，他们是时时刻刻在操练牺牲奉献。坚定服侍主的心志。
But when Christians are willing to do so, they are practicing this service by sacrifice, and they have reconfirmed their dedication to the Lord.
这样操练出来的基督徒，将来无论到哪里，主都可以用。
But through this practice, that whenever you go, you can be used by the Lord.
而且看在慕道朋友的眼中，那也是相当有力的真实见证。
And also in the eyes of the seekers.This is a very practical and powerful witness.
今天我们教会有好多个 家庭，当初是吴大庆和陈兰兰搬去在吴大庆和陈兰兰搬去 West Village 之前，他们是不参加我们教会团契，也不来主日聚会的。
There are many families that now in our church, they didn't come before that. There's a brother 吴大庆 and Lan Lan moved to West Village.
吴大庆夫妇搬去的时候，三个孩子最小的才几个月大。
After Da Qing has moved to West Village, they have three children, and one of them is very young, just a few months old.
他们住的 apartment 也非常的小。
They live in a very small apartment.
但他一搬去就愿意开放他家聚会。
Once they moved there, they have opened their family to for meetings.
而且只要看到人就热情的邀。
And you meet people, they have actively invited to come to fellowship.
在 bus 上等车的时候邀请人。
Invite people in the bus as stop.
却到垃圾的时候看到人也邀。
Beside the garbage bin.
每个礼拜五他开放他家聚会，真的是付很大的代价。
And every Friday he opened his family for meetings. This is he has to pay a big price.
全家忙东忙西，像打仗一样。
All the family busy preparations like a combat.
在他家聚会的时候，其实小孩的干扰声也不小。
That in his home for meetings, there are many noises come from the children.
但是因为他们夫妇肯摆上。
But because of their sacrifice from this couple,
so West Village 人一家一家的开始来参加礼拜五的查经。
The many families who live in West Village coming to the fellowship,
然后主日也来崇拜。
And coming to the Sunday worship.
好几家的人都信了主，现在成为我们的同工。
And many families have become to believe in the Lord and become the co-workers in this church.
虽然吴大庆夫妇已经搬走好几年了。
Actually, Da Qing has moved away for many years now.
很多人都记得他牺牲奉献的美好见证。
But many people have remembered their example of sacrifice.
这种真实见证对其他人生命的影响，往往超过知识上的查清。
This kind of living style of witness has been far more impact to people than the knowledge from the Bible.
罗马教会的基督徒也都是用他们的家做传福音和信徒栽培造就的场所。
For the people in the Roman church, they also use their family to witness the gospel.
这些基督徒家庭就像延伸出去的触角一样。
these are like all these tentacles that extended to all the different corners.
在城各个的角落，把福音带给很多过去没有接触过教会的人。
In different corners of the city, they have touched people that have never heard about the gospel.
我们知道后来罗马皇帝尼禄全面逼迫基督徒。
You know afterwards that Caesar Nero has been persecuting Christians.
很多罗马教会基督徒信心坚定到一个地步。宁可被送到罗马竞技场被狮子活活咬死也不屈服。
The many Christians are willing to die, die by feeding to the lions, but their faith is so firm that they will not submit to the Caesar.
是什么样的教会能够栽培出这么多坚守信仰的人？
What kind of church can cultivate all these Christians with firm faith?
是什么样的教会能够训练出这么多基督徒？肯为福音付这么大的代价。
What kind of church that can train all these many Christians that they can make this great cost?
今天我们在北美的教会在信仰上太肤浅。
In the North American church, many of us we have very superficial faith.
我们把很多场地的条件讲得绝对的重要。
We're talking about building, this is so important.
但是我们有了场地之后，却没有什么传福音的果效。
After we have a good building, we don't have a good fruit out of the building.
因为我们的心态是不肯真正的付代价。
Because our attitude is that we are not willing to pay the cost.
在中国的嘉陵教会，哪里有像我们把聚会场地设施讲得这么重要的
？In the Chinese Family Church that the in China that they didn't emphasize about the church building.
人家就是肯开放家。
They are willing to open their homes.
就是肯去。
They're willing to go.
就是肯付代价。
They're willing to pay the cost.
不是把福音传出去了。
Not only they pass on the gospel.
带信主的人也自然有肯付代价的心态。
All the people who believe in the Lord, then become have this attitude to pay the cost.
我这次去中国。
This time I go to China.
看到在大城市里面已经有好多嘉陵教会，他们买下大的公寓。
In the big cities, there are many churches have bought a big apartment.
可以在联合聚会的时候挤下一两百人。
So that in the big meeting, they can host about 100 to 200 people.
但是他们还是同时在许多基督徒家庭里有延伸出去的小组聚会。
But simultaneously, they still have these Christian meetings in all the different homes.
因为他们深深知道，唯有那样的模式能够让教会所有的成员都维持高度的动员力。
They deeply know that only through that house church model.That they can maintain this high active power in the ministry.
有侍奉的动力，有传福音的果效。
They have this power to ministry, and they have the results.
我们教会很多基督徒都查过罗马书。
Many of Christians in our church have studied letters to Romans.
有些团契也正在查罗马书。
And some fellowship are studying now.
我们都觉得罗马书真精彩。
We feel that this is a great writings in the in Romans.
因信称义的道理，福音很伟大。
Gospel of justification by faith is so great.
但是我们的服事，我们的生活，真的反映出我们信这个福音吗？
But is our ministry and our service really reflect the truth in the gospel?
真的有很多事情是值得我们细细思想，好好反省。
Many things that are worthy of our thinking over, and again and again.
用什么模式聚会其实是次要的。
Actually, the kind of meeting styles is not so important.
真正的关键是我们多相信、多看重我们接受的福音。
The true key is that we need to believe more and to put more emphasis to the gospel that we believe in.
所以我请大家重新来读罗马书最后几节。
And let's read the very last verses in the chapter 16.
你用国语、广东话或英文读都可以，我们同声读。
You can read whatever language you like, but let's read together.
罗马书十六章二十五到二十七节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 25 to 27.
我们同声来读。
Read together.
请。唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的你，使他们信服真道。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿们。我们唱一首回应诗歌。
Let's sing in response.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
In your comfortable language. Not to build a church building,
而是建立弟兄姐妹
but to build brothers and sisters,
建立那属灵的教会
build the spiritual church,
主要帮助我们刚强壮胆地站起来
Lord, help us to be bold and stand up,
让我们同心侍奉
that we can serve you in one mind,
来传扬福音
to preach the gospel,
听我们的祷告
listen to our prayers,
奉主耶稣基督的
名 In Jesus' name.
我们时间是。